AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says the 5% tariff against Mexico will go into effect on Monday. Talks are going on. President Trump wants tighter control of migrants on the Mexico side of the border. President Trump's top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says there are signs of progress in those talks.
The president's top priority is resolving the border crisis. And I think a nice metric of how serious he is about, you know, making progress on that while continuing on the path we were on before is that, you know, we're still working hard on USMCA.
That is the trade deal with Canada and Mexico. The government is reporting a weak increase in job growth. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department says employers added 75,000 jobs in May, a modest increase well off this year's average monthly gain of 164,000. Economists see it all as a sign businesses may have become more cautious in the face of slowing global growth, trade fights, and the fading stimulus from tax cuts and greater government spending. However, the unemployment rate remains at 3.6%, nearly a 50-year low, and wages rose 3.1% from a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for the shooting death of an unarmed woman who called 911. Noor spoke in court.
Seeing her there, I knew in an instant that I was wrong. The depth of my error has only increased from that moment on.
Noor apologized to Justine Damon's family for taking the life of a perfect person. Federal prosecutors have charged a New York City man with buying illegal guns from an undercover agent as part of a planned terrorist attack on Times Square. The Board of Trustees at the University of Alabama voted to give back a $26 million donation from philanthropist Hugh Culverhouse, who recently called on students to boycott the university over the new abortion ban in Alabama. It was the biggest donation ever to that school. This is AP Radio News. This is the last day on the job as party leader for Britain's prime minister.
Theresa May steps down as leader of a party in turmoil and a country in limbo, half in, half out of the EU. May will be remembered as the latest in a long line of conservative leaders destroyed by the party's divisions over Europe and as a prime minister who failed in her primary mission to leave the EU. But history could also see her as a leader who faced hard odds with stubborn determination. Before her period as PM, May had served for 6 years as Home Secretary, responsible for borders, immigration and law and order, soon to establish a reputation for solid competence and a knack for vanquishing flashier rivals. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 343,000 Ram pickup trucks worldwide because the airbags may not inflate in a crash. The company doesn't know of any crashes or injuries and says the problem is rare. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.